Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Kerry's Couch.
Kerry's Couch this week. It was a very interesting situation I found myself in when I was leaving work the one morning to be told, Moose is outside waiting for you. And I thought, there's two things happening. Either one, I'm a puyisa, what have I done? And what is Captain Moose doing here for me? Or I have a stalker. I wasn't sure which was which. In fact, I have never been so pleasantly surprised to see outside was, in fact, Mr. Musa E. Zulu. He is the author of The Language of Me, and as well as I Am Art, the 40th anniversary essay. And what a story. I'm so grateful that you came to the studio, because I'm very happy to have you on Kerry's Couch. So let me just say, first of all, Mr. Musa Zulu, welcome.
I drove all night from Johannesburg to sit on the couch with you here today.
A little bit about Musa Zulu. Where did you grow up?
I'm a Durban boy. Was born in northern KwaZulu-Natal in 1971. But my family then moved to Durban because my parents worked at King Edward Hospital. We grew up here at Umlazi Township. I then finished matric and went to the then University of KwaZulu-Natal.
Mm-hmm. You know, UND was back then, hey?
Yeah, it was still UND, University of Natal. I majored in sociology and English. Also lectured at the university as a junior lecturer back in 1993 up until 1994. Hmm. I then left the university to go and work for Tongat Mushrooms. At Tongat Mushrooms, I was in their human resources division. And this is when the accident happened, exactly 10 months after taking up that position.
When you grow up, what do you want to be?
I would say to young Musa, brace yourself for probably one of the greatest roller coasters of your life. I would never wish for that boy to live any other life but the life that I've lived. I would also tell him that at 23, he's going to be paralyzed and sit in a wheelchair. But he should not fear, because out of adversity comes flames of light. I've lived an amazing life where not a single tragedy has ever taken me a step backwards, but instead graduated me into understanding that in life there are always going to be hurdles that we have to go over in order to make sense, number one, of our emotion, and number two, to come to realize that we are born to crawl, number one, then we take a step and walk. After walking is flight. And the wheelchair in many ways, because I really never touch the ground when I'm on my wheels, is flight.
Wow.
So tell the little boy, it's going to happen, brace yourself for it, but it's going to take you to exactly who you are.
So I want to get into that accident. There's that weird thing of it when you're a human and you see an accident, there's that weird part of you that just wants to know everything. But also because I feel like 23-year-old you might have a message to someone listening today who also thinks they're invincible. Before we get there, I just want to read the back of The Language of Me. It's one of Musa E. Zulu's books. It says this: Musa Zulu is a tireless campaigner for the disabled cause and is well known on the motivational circuit and for his role as the director of the KwaZulu-Natal Asphephe Road Safety Campaign. Disabled in a car accident at the age of 23 at the height of a promising career, he found himself faced with one of the hardest challenges that life can bring. Let's talk about the accident.
The accident was a tragedy, number one, because I never really prepared for it. I
mean, Not prepare for it.
A single one. As I've already indicated, I was only 10 months into a new career that I thought was going to be taking me somewhere. I guess I've always been very fortunate that things happened very fast for me. I was only 3 months at Tongat Mushrooms when they identified that I was a person of talent. Huh. When I joined them, I was only junior personnel officer. But 3 months later, they said, this man is a
Something
man
else.
Of potential. Could we graduate him or promote him to senior human resources manager? Now, when this accident happened 7 months later, I must be honest with you, it derailed me in many ways. I started thinking, how could things change so much just when I thought I had reached a level of motion that I was in full control over. I remember sitting in hospital and thinking, where do we go from here?
Let's just go back now. What was the date of your accident?
It was on the 20th of April.
In fact, 20th of April, what year?
1995.
So 20th of April. Oh, whoa. So that was all about the big changes in the country were all happening at the same time.
I was still going to be coming to exactly that. In fact, I have a poem that I wrote. It comes from The Language of Me on the 20th of April. It goes like this. On the 20th of April, it is an anniversary. Remembrance Day, it says in my diary. A story of an examination of the changes. The story of a man and a boy on the pages. One thing that the accident did for me on the 20th of April, it literally graduated me from a boy into a man. I quickly realized that I was paralyzed at the right time. What do I mean by paralyzed at the right time? Exactly the year before, 1994, South Africa had voted in a new dispensation. At 23, a young man has already found his sense of identity and in many ways also his sense of sexuality. Yeah. If it had happened before, then I was going to have been faced with a situation where I had to find my definition in terms of all of these little pockets. And I remember working for the Department of Transport, because immediately after I was paralyzed, I went back to university, and 3 years later the Department of Transport needed a director of road safety. I'm taking it back to what you were reading at the back of the language of me.
The ASPEPE.
The ASPEPE road safety campaign. They were looking for a director of road safety. It was advertised on the Sunday Times pages. And I remember thinking, wow, look at this. Just when I thought I was never really going to advance career-wise towards a directorship, I remember going for the interviews at the Department of Transport in Pietermaritzburg, and to my horror, finding that there were 10 other gentlemen that had also applied for the very same post, and all of them looked very serious, with some of them even typing away on their laptops when I had only come with
a brown envelope. You know someone's serious with a laptop, hey?
You know that someone is very serious about opportunity when they come here with a laptop. And there were also those, you know, those big brick cellular phones.
Oh, of course, yes. When you had to still pull out the antenna.
So everybody was so serious, and I only had just the brown envelope with my, what do you call it, with my CV inside. But then something said to me, no, hold it right there. Your qualification for this one is not your CV. Your qualification for this one is your wheelchair.
It's your experience.
Exactly, it's the experience. And I remember when the lady came through the door to announce that the interviews were just about to begin, and then saying something like, we are going to have to allow Mr. Zulu to be the first one that comes through. And I was thinking at the back of my mind, perfect.
Yes.
Because you never really allow a person on wheels to take off first when you're on your feet.
Huh?
Because they are most probably going to be have covered miles before
momentum.
You even go through. Momentum, you know. And I remember turning back and looking at all of these gentlemen and literally announcing, gentlemen, I need you to call me tonight. And I gave them my cell number exactly as it was, 083-348-8729. Kindly phone me tonight and congratulate me because this job is mine. And people can be very gracious. Oh, of course, the rest is history.
You got the job, needless to say.
But the very same evening, before we were even announced as to who had been selected, some of those guys who were there that day called me to say, you know what you said today literally opened our eyes to the fact that tragedy can also be opportunity. And of course, when I went into that meeting, into that interview, I was already armed with the first thing to say to the panel. I am the only reflections in as far as all everybody that is outside of what exactly happens in a car accident.
Oh. So just like again, was there another car involved? In your
there was another car involved. People that were on the scene said he freaked out, was very kind enough to pull me out of the wreck, but freaked out and ran away. So it was registered as a hit and run.
Everything that you're telling me is almost pointing to the fact that this, I mean, we call it an accident, but this happening has really been the turning point of your life and has created who you are today.
Very true.
So it's this, if something that you wouldn't wish on your worst enemy. That said,
certainly not.
Also has been a gift, if I may say that, without, I mean,
in many ways, yes, you are very right.
Do you feel like you have had an opportunity to create a more wheelchair friendly space? I mean, I remember even seeing, because I had my first boyfriend's mom was in a wheelchair, and I remember just seeing how not easy it was for her, you know, places that just didn't have an entrance, or places that, you know, like you said, have a loo.
I mean, South Africa has graduated into probably one of the most accessible societies in the world, I would put it that way.
Really?
Particularly in our city centers. Well, there's still a lot to be done. Remember, South Africa is an underdeveloped country or a developing country. But compared to our neighbors in Africa or even our neighbors in Europe and other countries, South Africa is advanced to a great degree in terms of allowing a person with a disability to live an almost full life.
Well, just in front of me right now with two of the books that you've authored.
Yeah.
And I know that you also are on the motivational speaking circuit. I know with Corona and everything, it's like it's pretty hard to do face-to-face, but things are slowly coming back to normal.
Hmm.
Let's talk a little bit about how someone can follow you. Where can we find your books? How many books are out there? How do we hire you if we think maybe, you know, for my business really... And not because, you know, guys, this is a guy in a wheelchair, or don't speed. I mean, we all know these things. Treat everyone kindly. Don't speed. Don't drive like an idiot. Like, we know this, but there's more to that. I think there's a whole sense of how take what your life is giving you, because it happened. What happened has happened. You can sit here and be crying and be miserable,
yeah,
or you can continue. Either way, it's not going to give you your walking back.
Yeah.
So it's like so much more than that, especially in a world where people have been, our rights are gone.
Yeah.
You can't walk out without a mask. You can't just breathe the air. You can't hug a friend.
Yeah.
And our rights are gone.
Yeah.
Just like your walking is gone.
Yeah.
How do we find you, follow you?
You will find me on Facebook, Musa Izulu. You'll find me on Twitter. You will find me on Instagram. And of course, I'm also available for anybody that wants to phone me directly. I've given you my number earlier and I can still say it. 083-348-8729.
And just thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much,
yeah,
Carrie,
really,
for the opportunity.
Thank
wonderful
you
stuff.
And thank you, Nami Ngiyabonga.
Yeah.
I think
thank
that you're...
You.
It's
wonderful.
Coco Deluxe.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you very much. Wonderful.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.